Maybe we all need to think about how to protect ourselves from AI technology. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Thursday, May 14th, 2026, and we just heard Islet with It's Me. Now, if getting insurance on certain body parts, like your derriere, was a thing back in 2010, it sounds like this is the next big thing for celebrities in the age of AI. U.S. pop star Taylor Swift has reportedly filed three new U.S. trademark applications aimed at protecting her voice and image from AI impersonations. In other words, she's not just fighting for her masters anymore. Now she's defending her digital clone rights as well. One filing uses an iconic era's tour image featuring Swift in a shimmering bodysuit with a pink guitar, and the others are audio clips of her saying, "Hey, it's Taylor." And honestly, it makes sense. AI-generated versions of Swift have exploded online in recent years, from fake political endorsements to disturbing deep fake images. And this is raising bigger questions about who actually owns a person's likeness in the age of artificial intelligence. Apparently, copyright law alone isn't moving fast enough, so celebrities are getting creative with trademark laws instead. In fact, actor Matthew McConaughey reportedly became one of the first major stars to use trademarks to protect his voice and image from AI misuse, registering his famous "All Right, All Right, All Right" to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Database earlier this year. So welcome to 2026, where protecting your identity apparently requires trademarking your own. Hey, I'm kind of scared too, because I feel like in a few months, I'm going to have AI doing my own show for me. But y'all know the real me. Yeah, you'll know. You'll know the difference. But for now, let's check out a song by To Us called Hey Hey. Would you like a coffee or a tea? That's right. Grab your beverages right now and go far away from the office or your boss and focus on me. Pop in your headphones and quietly listen to the ASMR of coffee or tea. Now, speaking of Taylor Swift, did you know that she's featured in a major biography series for kids in the U.S. called My Itty Bitty Bio, published by Brain Candy Books? The series helps young readers learn about the lives and achievements of world-famous figures in an easy and engaging way. Well, guess who will be joining the lineup this year, standing shoulder to shoulder with the likes of Taylor Swift, former U.S. President Barack Obama, football star Lionel Messi, and much more. We also got Jungkook, the golden magnet of BTS. Yes, American elementary school students will soon be reading about Jungkook between their math worksheets and social studies projects. The book will reportedly cover everything from his childhood and training years to his rise as one of BTS's defining members. It'll also highlight milestones like becoming the first Korean solo artist to land 7 songs in the Billboard Hot 100 and performing Dreamers at the opening ceremony of the 2022 FIFA World Cup. The timing is fitting, too. Jungkook was recently named one of the 25 most famous people in the world by World Famous Things. He was the only K-pop artist on the list, alongside global figures like Cristiano Ronaldo and Elon Musk. So, somewhere out there, a kid is about to open a school book and discover that one of the world's biggest pop stars once dreamed big, too. Probably right before asking their parents for some purple hair dye. So, with that, let's check out 2 songs. First up, we talked about them. So, Jungkook with Dreamers, and then Sunmi with Purabit Pam. Your 2 cents. That is right. You guys know that we love to connect with our listeners, and this is where I get to read out your answers to a fun question that we post on our gram every week. And I get to choose one of your answers for a prize. which means your answer can actually send a prize to you wherever you are right now. And our Y2C question was, if you didn't have to sleep, you know, what would you do with the extra time? Now, last week, y'all know what was aggravating for me, what irritated me. Some of y'all still said, oh, well, with the extra time, I would take a nap or I would sleep. Guys, I said if you didn't have to sleep, so you can't say you would sleep, okay? Anyways, do you feel like 24 hours is, you know, not enough? You know, 24 hours, not enough in your day. If you didn't need to sleep, what would you do during the extra time, okay? If you didn't have to sleep. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. If somebody says sleep today, I'm going to find you and I'm going to punish you. Okay? Just letting you know. I'm going to start off with Ilhelm Aura. Hello, DJ Brian. Sometimes I have many ideas that I want to bring into reality all at once, but that is impossible. Unless I had an extraordinary abilities that would enable me to do so, which is not possible because we are human beings with limited capabilities. Moreover, sleep is essential for our mental, physical, and psychological health. Otherwise, we will lose our balance. Therefore, it is better to focus on the important things that have priority in our lives in order to achieve them. While the rest can be postponed or even abandoned, in my honest opinion, perfection in accomplishing everything is nothing but an illusion. And true success lies in balance and in choosing priorities wisely. I mean, that's very philosophical, okay? But I do agree that balance and setting priorities is important, especially because we have limited resources, y'all. Mm-hmm. And limited time. Because we're about to die soon. All of us. In due time, obviously, with age. But what if you had unlimited resources and time because you didn't have to sleep? Okay? I know you said sleep is essential. But that wasn't the question. I said if you didn't have to sleep. I'm sorry. I'm getting aggravated with y'all listeners. Okay? This is to be fun, guys. Okay? I need to get the stress out of my system. I need a song. Le Sserafim, Perfect Night. All right, that was Le Sserafim with Perfect Night. And we're going to get into more of your answers right now. Next one is from Lonnie Matugas. If I didn't need to sleep at night and I have extra hours, I would love to indulge in my love of reading and be able to read more books in the quiet hours of the night when there are no distractions. Great answer. You know, you got extra time. Read all the books you want, you know, and I don't read, but if I was a reader, I would probably have like a bag of chips, my favorite beverage, you know, something next to me. Because I get very snacky. I snack a lot when I watch movies as well or TV shows. But I can only imagine how snacky I would get if I was reading books. So, yeah. A nice beverage and some snacks would hit the spot right there. Now, moving on, we have one from at KC99. If I could function perfectly fine without sleeping at all, I'd probably try to finish 5 days worth of work in just 3 days and enjoy a long weekend every week. I'd love to use that extra time to travel more around Korea. Listening to Just Go and has really made me want to explore different parts of the country. And since Korea isn't that big, I feel like a 4-day weekend would be enough to visit so many places. Yeah. Especially because you won't be sleeping, so you could do a lot more traveling, a lot more sightseeing as well. So you can get a lot done in that amount of time because you wouldn't be sleeping for 8 hours throughout those days anyway. All right, good answer. All right, now it's time for music, too. We got Day 6 with Time of Our Life, 한 페이지가 될 수 있게. And then we got Taeyeon with Weekend. All right, that was Taeyeon with Weekend. And we're going to get into more of your answers right now and then announce today's winner. All right, the next one is from Buddha Deb Banerjee Kohan. If I didn't need sleep, I'd spend my extra time learning new languages, practicing piano, and reading books on philosophy, which would probably make me a more interesting person, but also possibly more of a insomniac. Yeah. You're not sleeping anyway, so basically you are insomniac. And technically, if you didn't need to sleep, you know, you wouldn't be called an insomniac because you don't need to sleep. Because it's only a disease that you get from not sleeping. And it's technically not a disease if you're not a sleeper. The world, if everybody in the world didn't need sleep, it wouldn't be considered a disease because everyone's looking at you like a normal person, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're going to get to our last answer for this week from Sahadat Hussein from the Book of Faces. Sometimes I feel that 24 hours is not a long time. It would be better if the day was 26, 27 hours. I need a pause. Yeah, the math ain't mathing. Because often my scheduled work is not completed. Yeah, I guess everyone wants a longer day. Yeah. I have to do it quickly the next day, and as a result, I lose the opportunity to rest. Whereas if the day was 2 to 3 hours longer, I could finish the work that day. I could spend some time resting and having fun. Woo! I thought when you said resting, I thought you meant like I'm going to take a nap or sleep, and I was going to be like, don't you dare say sleep. But think about it. You're not sleeping. So technically, you know, 6-7 hours of sleep that you're not doing, you could still finish the work. Mm-hmm. So you don't need the extra 2-3 hours. So you could probably get the work done and then have the rest of the time that you need to rest, to relax, to listen to music, do stuff that you want to do that's fun. You know, get some hobbies done. Maybe it'll work out for you. Either way, it is time for us to wrap up our segment and then announce today's winner. So the two songs that we're going to wrap up with are from Zero Base One with Insomnia and Chun So Mi with Extra. All right, that was Chun So Mi with Extra. And now it's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Buddhadev Banerjee Kohan! Winner, if that is you, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, gram handle, email, and whatever it was you got in contact with us with so we can find you, including the date you won. And remember, you can always find out if you've won by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Score your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And now, get ready for more songs. First up, we got Rush Rush by Yuoji, and then we got Modu Say with Hook. All right, it is time for us to wrap up our show for today. Thank you all for tuning in. We have two great songs taking us out. First up, Billy with Work, and then Baby Monster with Chum. Our producer is Chaedong Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.